Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. So happy to have you back again as we continue to work our way through 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And as I do every day, I really want to encourage you to listen to the 3 days that we've had so far this week of the show, because we're just building and building, and Paul is bringing to the Corinthians and to us such a beautiful, amazing word about the way that we are called and strengthened to live in our world today, in the circumstances of our lives as disciples, because Jesus has died and rose again. And every single day, every single time, it always comes back to this. It never gets deeper than this. It never gets more amazing and powerful than this. We have to be rooted in this every single day, friends, that Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, was crucified, died, and was buried. He rose from the dead on the 3rd day in accordance with the scriptures, and through that process has reunited us to the Father and given us new life in his name. He has defeated the greatest enemy of death. And so today we can walk in the hope of new life. And I want you, even as we begin today, this is a truth that over and over again we need to know, we need to feel, we need to have in the depths of our hearts, truly in the depths of our hearts, that the Lord has died for us. He's come to bring us home, and he's raising us to new life. And so there's nothing in your life that cannot be overcome. And I just ask the Holy Spirit that he would bring that reality deep, deep into your heart today. So we're going to continue on, and Paul keeps talking about this because Paul never stops talking about the gospel. And this is what I love about Paul, and what I want to be like in him is it never gets old for him who Jesus is and what he's done. Never says, oh, I don't like this word, I'm going to go past it. The people who are listening are like, we want a new speaker, we don't like this podcaster. He's just always talking about the gospel of Jesus. There is nothing else other than Jesus Christ and Christ crucified. And I want to be like Paul in clinging to his cross and holding tight to it and talking about it and going deeper and deeper and deeper into the reality of the cross and the resurrection. Amen. Amen. So let's pray. We're going to open with Psalm 26. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Vindicate me, Lord, for I have led a blameless life. I have trusted in the Lord and not faltered. Test me, Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and my mind, for I have always been mindful of your unfailing love, and I have lived in reliance on your faithfulness. I do not sit with the deceitful, nor do I associate with hypocrites. I abhor the assembly of evildoers and refuse to sit with the wicked. I wash my hands in innocence and go about your altar, Lord, proclaiming aloud your praise and telling of all your wonderful deeds. Lord, I love the house where you live, the place where your glory dwells. Do not take away my soul along with sinners, my life with those who are bloodthirsty, in whose hands are wicked schemes, whose right hands are full of bribes. I led a blameless life. Deliver me and be merciful to me. My feet stand on level ground. In the congregation, I will praise you, Lord. Lord, you are holy and worthy to be praised. Vindicate us, Lord. Try us and test us. Examine our hearts so that today we may be pure and blameless before you, so that we may see you and know you more deeply and more intimately than we could possibly imagine. We ask all of this in your name. Amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Before we get into 2 Corinthians, there's a couple things standing out to me. That's an amazing prayer and a scary prayer. Lord, test me and try me. Examine my heart and my mind. And I want to encourage you to just pray that. Pray that before you go to bed. Lord, examine my heart and my mind, because I don't know about you, but I have so many blind spots, friends. I have blind spots about my own sin. I have blind spots about my own weakness. And we want to invite the Lord in, examine me and try me, because I want to see you. The second is a way to be blameless, a way to live a blameless life is to, one, be mindful of God's unfailing love and live in reliance on his faithfulness. God, today, help me rely on your unfailing love and on your faithfulness and bring to mind constantly your unfailing love. And I think we say, how do we do that? Literally, it's this simple, friends. Just say, Lord, remind me of your unfailing love. Lord, help me rely on your faithfulness. Just pray those in your heart and your mind. And finally, I couldn't move on to 2 Corinthians without going through verse 8. Lord, I love the house where you live, the place where your glory dwells. Lord, I ask that you make each and every person who's listening here today a lover of your presence, that I want to be where your glory is. I want to be where you dwell. I want to be where you are, Lord Jesus, in your presence. I want to love your glory. I want to desire it. And I pray that for each and every one of you. Such a beautiful, beautiful psalm. So we're just going to spend a few minutes here in 2 Corinthians. I'm going to start on verse 12, 2 Corinthians 4:12. Paul says this, "So death is at work in us, but life in you." We talked about this yesterday, the death of Christ working in us, the crucifixion of Christ, the blood of Christ working in us to raise us up to eternal life, because by death, he conquers death. That death now is just a doorway into everlasting life. He continues on, "Since we have the same spirit of faith as he who wrote, 'I believed and so I spoke,' we too believe and so we speak, knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and bring us with you into his presence. For it is all for your sake, so that as grace extends to more and more people, it may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God." Again, Paul here giving us such an amazing, incredible passage, continuing on what we talked about yesterday, that as we carry the death of the Lord, we are raised to him in eternal life. And I want to give a little context here, because Paul's saying him, the phrase, "I believe and so I spoke," what is that referring to? The phrase, "I believe and so I spoke," is a quotation from Psalm 116, verse 10. And in that psalm, the psalm is expressing trust in God despite suffering and affliction. And so Paul is drawing this parallel between himself and David. Both speak boldly from this place of faith. And I don't happen to know Psalm 116, 10 off the top of my head. So I'm going to look it up here, which is okay to look it up. This is how we study God's word. And maybe this is one that I'll memorize. Wow, I love this. Psalm 116, 10. I'm actually going to look up all of Psalm 116 so we get the context. Maybe we'll get to Psalm 116 one day. So Paul is quoting, which the Jews would have known, Paul's quoting David, right? Because he said, we have the same spirit of faith as David, as the one who wrote, "I believed and so I spoke." And so in what context is David believing? Let's start in verse 3. "The cords of death entangled me. The anguish of the grave came over me. I was overcome by distress and sorrow, and then I called on the name of the Lord, 'Save me.'" I'm going to skip a little bit ahead. "For you, Lord, have delivered me from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before the Lord in the land of the living." That I may walk before the Lord in the land of the living. And so that's the context that God saved in Psalm 116, David from death. He says, "Death was before me, but I believed in you, and so I spoke. I spoke about how trustworthy you are. I spoke about who you are." And Paul's saying that. He says, "Death surrounded me. I was just like one who spoke this. Death surrounded me. And in faith, I say this. I believed, and so I spoke. And so we speak." He's saying, together as a community, we speak. What do we speak? We speak faith. We speak that we have treasure in earthen vessels. What? Knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and bring us with you into his presence. This is unbelievable. And this is the reality of my life and your life, that the Holy Spirit, through the power of your baptism, is inviting you to live in this reality more than you live in the reality of everything else. And this is what I want to ask you today. As you sit here, as you listen to this, do you know this? Yes, do I know what? Do you know that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise you with Jesus? I just want to stop there. Do you know, do you believe in the depths of your heart, every single day of your life, in your mess, in your weakness, in your highs and your lows, in the good and the bad. This is fundamental. More than all the theology in the world, more than all the fancy books that you can read, do you know that you know that you know that you know that God the Father and the power of the Holy Spirit, who raised Jesus from death, will also raise you? Yes, he'll raise you out of your circumstances. Yes, he'll bring you out of the trials that you're in. But all that pales in comparison to the fact that he will raise you to eternal life. You can live forever. Sin does not have a hold on you. Death does not have a hold on you. Do you know that you know that you know? Because so many of us have been following the Lord, this loses its shine, this loses its awe, this loses its wonder. And every day, like Paul, we say here, but I believe, so I spoke. I believe this, so I speak in faith. I believe this, so I'm not crushed. I believe this, so I can give myself over to death, because I know that I know that I know that I will be raised to eternal life. I think I talked about this before, that old hymn, I know that my Redeemer lives, before I know that my Redeemer lives, and I will stand with him on that day. I know that I know that I know. Friends, I am so passionate about this for you, that wherever you are, whether you're a stay-at-home mom, whether you're an accountant, whatever you're doing, God wants to lead you into a life of confidence in him. That we don't have to live in this weakness. Yes, we're weak, but we're confident in Christ. God wants you to lead you into a life of deeper faith, that today and tomorrow, in every moment, the foundation of your life is this: he who raised Jesus will raise you. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and I will stand with him on that day. This is the confidence that you need, that the Spirit of God wants to bring you deeper and deeper into, and even more. He will raise us and he will bring us with Jesus into his presence. One of the passages we went through last week is Jesus saying, I will go and I will prepare a place for you, so that where I am, you may also be. He's saying, the Father, in the power of the Holy Spirit, through my death, will raise you to new life with me. And you'll live forever. And the Spirit of God that conquered death will bring you into my presence. That it's not just this fathomless eternity, even though it is fathomless, but that eternity is being with me. That he comes and he raises you, and he defeats death, and he conquers it all. And he wants you to know that, but he also wants you to know that he did it because he wants to be with you. He wants to be with you forever, and this is where you're headed. I know that my Redeemer lives, and I will stand with him on that day. Not only will I stand with him, but I will live with him. I'll share life with him. His love will be poured out on me. I will be totally whole and complete in him. I will be satisfied perfectly in his love. The lover of my soul, the one who desires my heart, who fashioned me, who made me, will be pouring out his love on me constantly forever. And I will never mourn, and I will never be hungry, and I will never be despairing again, because I will be with the one whom my soul loves and desires. Friends, do you know that you know that you know that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise you and bring you into his presence? Ask for the Holy Spirit to help you believe this today. Join us again tomorrow as we finish out our week on 2 Corinthians. Amen.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.